And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena, not Maryville High School tonight for tonight's version of Boys Spoofhound Basketball Coverage. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Bearcat Public Media app for tonight's Spoofhound game. The Kearney Bulldogs have come rumbling in to Maryville, Missouri with an 11-5 record on the season so far. Maryville currently stands 7-7 coming into this tape. So two teams from very different areas, but similar conferences and similar teams of play. Some of those similar opponents are Chillicothe, Lafayette, Platte County, Smithville, South Harrison, and St. Pius, where Kearney has won every single one of those opponents. So Kearney definitely does come in here as the favored opponent. But Maryville, no favor to being in the lights of fame here inside Bearcat Arena. Last time they played in Bearcat Arena, they lost in the playoffs here, but hoping to get some redemption this year. Last time they faced off against the Kearney Bulldogs was last year in the Savannah Invitational Tournament, where they did win 62-47, but this is a different year, different team, different looks. Lost Delton Davis, Derek Quinlan, different starters here for the Spoofhounds, but looking to come in a home environment, especially in a bigger arena, unlike Maryville High School here at Bearcat Arena. But once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys so much for tuning in here to this game. We'll be right back after some more pregame here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911, or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or TwaddleRealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarylandVilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at UnitedFiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the student body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660- 562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Spoofhound Basketball.
You heard it right, folks. Welcome back inside Bearcat Arena here for Spoofhound Boys Basketball coverage versus the Kearney Bulldogs. The Spoofhounds once again come in with a record of 7-7, and the Bulldogs 11-4. So definitely two different tales of the tapes. Giving a little bit of background on the Spoofhounds in the last couple of games. Last matchup versus West Nottoway, lost that game 60-48. They lost against East Buchanan that last week 72-47. They got the win over Mid Buchanan on the 17th, 65-58. And their last win before that was on the 2nd of January, winning 73-37 against Falls City. So Maryville on kind of a tougher stretch here in the second later half of the season. You know, the month of February is what they call the most important month in high school basketball. It's where your team really shapes up for the postseason, getting ready for March, which is the biggest month in basketball, college, high school, whatever you want to call it there. But Maryville is trying to find their groove, getting ready for the playoffs in a tough matchup against Kearney, coming down in Kearney, Missouri. That's close to Smithville, Liberty, Missouri kind of area, for anyone who is wondering. But Kearney comes in here with a good squad. You know, a lot of seniors and juniors, and Maryville predominantly a younger squad after losing a lot of their seniors last year. So Maryville has a tough attempt here and a tough challenge here against Kearney. But we'll have that coverage and tip here in the next 2 minutes. We're going to take one last quick break. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media App. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back for Spoofhound Basketball.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. Warn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball coverage. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you again for tuning into the Bearcat Public Media app for tonight's game. A little bit different of an atmosphere here for the Spoofhounds inside Bearcat Arena instead of the traditional high school atmosphere. A little bit higher of goals. They might have lowered them. I don't know if they did or not, but it's definitely going to be a different type of look for them, but they're ready for it. They've played here before. The guys love the environment, love the hometown feel still at the college campus here at Northwest Missouri State University. Once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. We have about just a minute under until tip-off, but until then, tail of the tape. Maryville trying to find their groove in the winning side. They're just trying to get their foot in the right side. And here against Kearney is the perfect opportunity to come up against a top winning team here around the area, especially when you get into the months of February, getting closer into the playoffs. But with about 30 seconds left, we're about to announce starting lineups and national anthem. We're going to take a yet another quick break here on the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade, Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And from Connections Bank, whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. Support for today's game also comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back inside Bearcat Arena here at the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, home of the Bearcats is what they call it, but tonight it'll be the home of the Maryville Spoofhounds. And for tonight's Maryville Spoofhound coverage, the Kearney Bulldogs come into Maryville to put up a fight with the Hounds. Again, Maryville coming in with a 7-7 record, trying to get their foot inside the winning side of high school basketball here in the most important month of high school basketball is what they call it in February. Here, starting lineups here for tonight. Starting off with the Kearney Bulldogs, Brad Dahl at the guard position. Number one, another guard, Trey Smith. The forward, Brock Scott. Another forward position, Andrew Way. And ending it out at the five spot is Drew Wilson. And for your Maryville Spoofhounds tonight, your starting five, Lucas Viertaler, Carson Hagman, Colson Freeman, Miles Pointer, and Luke Allen rounding it out at the five spot. But lineups have been announced, and the Star Spangled Banner has been played. We are ready for Spoofhound basketball here inside Bearcat Arena. Special edition, what they like to call it here inside Bearcat Arena. Once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys so much for tuning in here. Tip off this set. 8 minutes set here for each quarter. Whistle blown, tip off set. It'll go to the Kearney Bulldogs, and Brad Dahl is going to start it out for the Bulldogs. Running along the perimeter, he's going to swing it over to Trey Smith, back over to Brock Scott, back over to Dahl. He's going to end it around the perimeter, back over to Trey Smith, moves along left to the baseline, stops at the shoulder, gets back up to Dahl at the top of the perimeter. Gets a screen from Scott. Dahl brings it back up top, gets it reset. Dahl moving inside, hop steps down low, cuts along the baseline. Jumper put up, no good from Drew Wilson, and rebounded by Lucas Viertaler. Hagman going up the left side. He's going to move it along the baseline. He gets it over to Miles Pointer. Left side of the perimeter back up to Luke Allen. Swings it over to Talley, back to Hagman on the right side. Gets a screen by Luke Allen. Hagman crosses over right, back to Viertaler along the perimeter. Allen inside the paint, gets it up to Freeman. Colson Freeman moves it back up top to reset the offense. Colson Freeman swings it over to Poynter. Poynter fakes the shot, moves inside, spins, puts up a right-handed, blocked away by Drew Wilson, and the Bulldogs get another defensive stop here as it is going to be brought down the court to Brock Scott. Scott stops. Back up to Dahl at the top of the perimeter. Drew Wilson inside the mid-range. Shimmies back over to Trey Wilson. Wilson puts up a three. Good! And Trey Smith gets it started for the Bulldogs in the first points of the game, and the Bulldogs lead it 3-0. Hagman up to Poynter. Top of the perimeter. Trying to respond from the Bulldogs three-pointer. Poynter's going to move it inside, stops, passes it up to Freeman. A little bit of an over-the-shoulder pass goes out of bounds off the Bulldogs. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds along the baseline. 6:29, Bulldogs got it started off first. They lead it 3-0 here to start the first. Viertaler inbounds it up to Poynter inside the mid-range area. Viertaler back to Hagman up top. Hagman moves right, good defense by Dahl. Back over to Colson Freeman along the right side of the perimeter, down to Luke Allen inside the mid-range. Allen moves to the right block, spins, puts up a left-handed shot, no good, just rolls off. It rebounded by Drew Wilson. Download away, puts up the shot, no good, and rebounded by Poynter. Good defensive stand there from the Spoofhounds. It's Hagman. Back up to Viertaler. Viertaler ends it around to Poynter. He'll end it back around to Viertaler. He's going to put up a three off the back of the iron, but rebounded, tipped around by Allen. He's going to put up the two-pointer, and it goes. Luke Allen gets the offensive board and puts it right back up, and the Hounds are on the board for the first time tonight. 3-2, Kearney leads it. Brad Dahl with it gets the screen from Way. Dahl trying to look for Way. Good closeout defense from Poynter. Up to Brock Scott on the right side of the perimeter. Back over to Dahl. Dahl on the side, alongside. Back to Trey Smith for another three-pointer. No good. Rebound Luke Allen down low, and they were trying to find the hot hand of Trey Smith, but he is one for two behind the arc so far, and Hagman with it. But the Hounds swings it over to Viertaler along the left wing. Going to dish it downside to Poynter along the baseline. Good defense from Way, but Poynter stops. Luke Allen puts up a nice two-foot jumper, and it goes. And Luke Allen is two for two down low, and the Spoofhounds take a 4-3 lead here against the Bulldogs. Brad Dahl commanding this Bulldog offense to start it out, moves right off the screen, down low, finds Trey Smith wide open in the paint. He's not going to take it, fakes the three and moves inside, and a nice touch for two for the Bulldogs. Fake the defenders on the perimeter, moved inside, and a nice right-handed touch gives the Bulldogs yet another basket. 5-4, they lead it. It's Hagman, crosses over left to right. He's going to move down low. Dahl closes out, up to Poynter. Swings it over to Viertaler along that left side of the perimeter. Viertaler, two-point blocked away, but it's going to be rebounded by Dahl. Dishes it up to Way, Way down low. He gets an easy two-point and a nice dish from Dahl on the turnover, and Way scores it for the Bulldogs as they take a 7-4 lead here with 4:19 here in the first. Viertaler. Luke Allen up at the top of the perimeter. Looking for Hagman. He's going to get an end-around. Gets a screen from Luke Allen. Back to Viertaler on this along that left side. Colson Freeman. Dishes it around to Luke Allen. He's going to stop along the top side. Hagman moving left. Good defense from Brad Dahl. Freeman swings it to Poynter. He's going to put up a two-point shot. Long two, no good. Rebounded by Freeman. Colson Freeman puts up a two-point shot. No good, no foul. It'll be rebounded by the Bulldogs. Brad Dahl swings it all the way down, and a hard foul on Lucas Viertaler, stopping the movement of Brock Scott down low, and that'll be Maryville's first team foul. Here with 3:46 to play here in the first. And checking in for the Maryville Spoofhounds is Jackson Dredge. Checking out is Lucas Viertaler. Inbounded up to Drew Wilson. Wilson up two. He's going to try and find Brad Dahl, but it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with Kearney. Checking in for the Spoofhounds is Lucas Ziegler, and checking out is Miles Poynter. Brock Scott's inbounded. He's got Way wide open down low. A little bit of a mismatch. Ends it off to Wilson. Wilson, right-handed touch, no good. Rolls in and out. Ball tipped around and brought in by Luke Allen, and a foul called there against Drew Wilson, and that'll be Kearney's first team foul. It'll stay with Maryville along the far-sided baseline. 3:34 to play here in the first. Kearney leads it 7-4. It's Dredge with it. Moving fast, Brad Dahl playing a little bit of a full court press so far. Dredge gets the screen. Trying to look down low for Allen. Won't get it. Up to Ziegler. Ziegler ends it around to Hageman. He's going to move it to the top of the perimeter. Back over to Dredge. Dredge stops. Steps back. Back to Freeman. Freeman ends it around to Hageman. Ball, Hageman up to Ziegler. Moves along that right side of the baseline. Allen. Good ball movement so far from Maryville, but good defense from the Bulldogs, not allowing any open looks. It's Allen on the right side of the wing. Allen moves along the perimeter. Gets a nice shot down on the baseline. Won't get it. Gets his own rebound. Inside the area. No good. Ball swatted off on the shot. It'll go back to the Bulldogs, and it's Brad Dahl with it along the left side of the perimeter. Back to Drew Wilson. Shakes off Allen. Back to Dahl. Dahl on the left wing. Puts up a three. Good from Brad Dahl. And the Bulldogs answer yet again. 10-4. They lead it off the Brad Dahl three. Hageman. Full court press here from the Bulldogs on the inbound. It's Dredge on the left side. Dredge fires it over to Freeman. Back over to Hageman along the right wing. Hageman moves inside the mid-range. Back over to Freeman. Freeman doesn't take the three, but gets it over to Dredge on the left side of the perimeter. Spoofhounds moving it along the perimeter like they do always. Trying to find something down low for Luke Allen. Luke Allen's going to come up for the screen on Dredge. He's going to find the roll. Won't get it, and knocked away by Wilson. Wilson up to Dahl. Dahl, nice look for two. Draws the foul. No good on the shot. But that'll send Brad Dahl to the line for two shots. And Kearney looking good here to start the first. And they have a chance to open this lead even wider with 2:08 to play here in the first. Second team foul for Maryville. Once again, Brad Dahl at the line for two shots on the foul. First shot rolls in. They lead it 11-4 here. Big substitution coming in. Colby Scadden checking in for the Spoofhounds along with Lucas Viertaler. And for the Bulldogs, Carter Brock. And Aiden Sally. Second free throw good from Dahl. The Bulldogs lead at 12-4. Checking in again for the Bulldogs, Ty Smith. Late substitution, but everybody is in, getting ready to get this possession started. It'll be Scadden to inbound it for the Spoofhounds. It'll get it into Dredge. 2 minutes exact to play here in the first. 12-4, Kearney leads it. Dredge moving along. Dredge puts up a nice right-handed floater. It goes for 2 points, and the Spoofhounds get a little bit of life off the right-handed touch from Jackson Dredge. 12-6, Kearney leads it. Brad Dahl with it. Stops along the logo to get this offense started. It's going to end it around to Scott. Brock Scott back over to Sally for three. No good. Rebounded Viertaler. Spoofhounds trying to get a little bit of a run here started. Viertaler. He's going to end it around to Dredge. Dredge swatted away by Dahl. Dahl gets it up to Sally. Sally stops. No foul. A lot of contact, but it's going to be tipped around down low. Ty Smith for 2 points, and he gets it down low. A little bit of a mess down low inside the inside area, but Ty Smith picks up the ball and puts it in for 2 points. And Kearney leads it 14-6. Dredge gets a down screen from Allen. Won't take it. Ball tipped off by Dahl, but they're going to get him for the foul. A little bit of contact there, not much ball. So it'll be the second team foul on Kearney. It'll stay Maryville basketball. Dredge to inbound. It gets it up to Scadden along the right wing, trying to find Dredge cutting again. Won't find him. It'll be Viertaler up at the top right side of the perimeter. Swings it over to Dredge along that left side. Back over to Allen on the left wing. Back up to Viertaler, right side. He's not going to take the three, but Viertaler moves inside. Back up to Luke Allen. Allen for 2 points. No good. Misses about everything, and it'll be rebounded by Aiden Sally. Back over to Dahl. Back to Sally. Sally's going to put up a three. No good off the front iron. Rebounded off the hand of Drew Wilson. But it'll stay Maryville basketball, so it looks like they got Luke Allen on the touch. And Ty Smith. Trey Smith coming back into the game for Kearney. It'll stay Kearney basketball. They lead it 14-6 here with 39.2 to play in the first. Carter Brock inbounding it. Pushes it up to Sally along that right side of the perimeter. Dishes it down low to Wilson along the left block. Good defense by Allen along the baseline. Jump stops. Drew Wilson inside. Good defense from Allen. No good. And rebounded by the Spoofhounds. But they got 24 seconds left here on the clock, and the Spoofhounds get a good defensive stop. Dredge over to Viertaler along that left side of the perimeter. Swings it on over to Scadden. Scadden moves left. Still up top of that perimeter, Ziegler over to Viertaler. Left side, good defense from Sally. Viertaler moves inside, stops, up to Luke Gowan along the right block. Tries to find Scat and cutting. It's going to be on the ground, picked up by Dredge. He's got 1 second. Viertaler heaves it up in and out of the basket at the buzzer, and no good. But at the end of one, Kearney leads it 14-6. We got a good game on our hands. Maryville trying to get themselves back into this game and back into the season as a whole. But we'll have more here on the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this break.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena to start the second quarter of play. Kearney currently leads it 14-6 against the Spoofhounds, but the Spoofhounds do get the possession to start the quarter, so what a better time to get it started now. Get a little bit of a run started. It's Dredge with it. Dredge gets a screen from Poynter. He's going to cross over left ball, tipped out by Trey Smith, but Dredge gets a hand back on it. Dredge moving along the perimeter. Ends it around. Back over to Viertaler. Viertaler, a deep two-pointer. No good off the front rim and rebounded by Drew Wilson. Wilson fires it up to Sally. Sally's going to find Brock cutting along. He'll get it up to Wilson. Wilson moves inside. Jump, stop, spins, puts up a right-handed shot, no good off the front iron, and a nice rebound there from Jackson Wilms. Wilms falls on the ground with it, but it's tipped out by Ty Smith, but it'll be called a foul. A little bit too much contact. It'll stay Maryville basketball, but Kearney picks up their first foul pretty quick here to start the second quarter of play. Poynter gets it up to Dredge to start it off once again. Maryville looking for the basket here. They haven't gotten one in a couple of minutes. We'll have to see what they can do here. But a weak pass from Viertaler, and what a save there by Trey Smith to get it back to the Bulldog. Smith up to Brock, cut no good off the back iron, then rebounded by Viertaler. Viertaler starting the fast break for the Spoofhounds. Stops at the top of the perimeter, up to Dredge along that left side. Dredge dancing along with Trey Smith, gets it down low to Poynter, back up to Wilms. Wilms along the left wing for three, no good off the front iron. This is tough for these kids to shoot from this college length here. That's where they're shooting these threes from. Trey Smith moving it down low. Nice right-handed shot, and it goes for the Bulldogs, and a quick timeout called by Coach Matt Stockline, trying to get something reset for this offense and defensive side here to start the second quarter. But we'll have more for the second quarter of play here on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back inside Bearcat Arena off the timeout. It's Spoofhound basketball with 6:45 to play in the second. Spoofhounds currently lead it by 10 to Kearney, 16-6, and it's Dredge with it. Let's get Maryville started. Double-teamed quickly at the top of the perimeter. Finds Colson Freeman cutting wide open, but he overthrew it from Viertaler. It'll go back to the Bulldogs. Quick turnover right out of the timeout. Not exactly what Maryville had drawn up, but a good look no matter what. Viertaler found Freeman cutting wide open. Just couldn't find him. It'll be Bulldog basketball. Brad Dahl bringing it up. Dahl moving along the top, oh, near the logo. He's going to move down low. Swings it down low to Brock Scott. Scott back up to Dahl. Dahl back up to Trey Smith at the top of the key. Smith gets a screen. He's going to put up a deep two-pointer. Good from Trey Smith, and his third basket of the night for the Bulldogs, making their lead 19-6. It's Dredge. Behind the back, got Dahl falling, and Dahl steals it away from Dredge, and he has a wide-open layup attempt, and he scores it. And it's 21-6 inside Bearcat Arena. Tough outing here from Maryville to start it out. It's Dredge. It's a crucial basket here for Maryville. Good defense from Dahl. Dredge over to Poynter. Poynter up to Viertaler. Viertaler moves down low. Viertaler, left-handed scoop, won't get it. And rebounded by Solly, stolen away by Dredge. Dredge down low to Poynter. Poynter gets a wide open two, and the Spoofhounds answer back with a two-pointer of their own. 21-8, 5:18 to play here in the second. It's Dahl with it up at the top. Stops at the logo to get it started. Trey Smith swings it over to back to Dahl at the top. Moving along the perimeter. Solly goes down low, back to Dahl. Dahl fakes a three, deep two-pointer from Trey Smith. Good, and that's a three-pointer here in high school range as Trey Smith gets another basket for Kearney, and they lead it 24-8. Dredge over to Wilms, gets a screen. Freeman back to Dredge. Dredge along the right wing. Dredge dancing along with Dahl. Half stops. Stolen away by Trey Smith at the top of the perimeter. Good interception. Good layup attempt, and he scores it. Trey Smith coast to coast. Steal and score, 26-8. Kearney leads it, and a great start here for the Bulldogs as they walk into Bearcat Arena and are starting to get some woes from the home crowd. But another timeout, we're going to take one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media App and Spoofhound Basketball Coverage. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena. It is Bearcat basketball here to start it out. Hagman, Carson Hagman, behind the back along the perimeter, ends it around to Viertaler. Viertaler moves along the right block, stops, good defense up by Dahl. Freeman swings it to Hagman at the top. Swings it back over to Poynter. Poynter looking down low. Back up to Luke Allen along the left wing. Moves off the screen, Viertaler. Viertaler, ball swatted out from Wilson. Up to Hagman up top. Hagman. Dancing around up, crosses over back to right. Hagman stops, up to Allen. Back to Viertaler. Good ball moving here from the Spoofhounds. Hagman puts up a really deep three, and he gets it. Carson Hagman, a deep college-level three, getting into the NBA range, and what a shot from him. Brings it 26-11 here in the second. A little bit of life and energy here on the sideline for Maryville, trying to get their team back into this one. Brad Dahl dances around, and it's going to be a hold down low on Luke Allen. That'll be the first team foul against Maryville. It'll be Brock Scott to inbound it. He's going to steal it away. It's Luke Allen on the steal, and he's going coast to coast. What a steal from Luke Allen, and he scores it. Impressive. He was moving at 100 miles an hour to get that one and didn't slow down on the way to the basket. Solly for the Bulldogs. Brad Dahl. Back over to Andrew Way. Down low to Wilson for two. Good. Drew Wilson with a nice 10-foot mid-range jumper, and the Bulldogs answer right back 28-13. Here with just 3 minutes to play in the second. Hagman, ball's tipped out by Brad Dahl. Up to Poynter. Swings it all over to Weston Talley. Talley moves along the baseline, and he's going to step. Looks like a foul was called along the baseline, and Weston Talley picks that one up. That's a second team foul against Kearney. It'll be Maryville basketball along the baseline. Fear Taller inbound it for the Spoofhounds. He's trying to look down low. Back up to Hagman. Carson Hagman goes left on Dahl. Good defense from the Bulldogs here, keeping Maryville up top. Bounce pass up to Hagman. Fakes the three. Hagman goes left along the perimeter. Crosses over back to right. Luke Allen along the right block. Up to Talley. Spins. Finds Poynter down low. Poynter puts up a right-handed shot, and it's going to be a foul called against Andrew Way on the shot. Got a hand over it. Looks like he got two over it, and that'll send Miles Poynter to the line for two shots. Poynter trying to get crucial points here for Maryville. His first shot is good. 28-14, Kearney still leads it. And checking back in for the Hounds, Jackson Dredge checking off Lucas Viertaler. Poynter's second shot, good. 2 for 2 at the line. 28-15. 2:25 to play here in the second. It's Brad Dahl with it, moving it past for the Bulldogs. He's going to move right back to left. Good screen from Way. Dahl steps back inside the mid-range area, fires it all the way over to Brock Scott. Up to Andrew Way along the perimeter. Gets a good find down low, and a foul called against Weston Talley down low. That'll be Maryville's second team foul. It'll stay Kearney basketball along the baseline. Inbounds it wide open on the right wing. Off the inbound for three is Brock Scott, and he drills it. 31-15. Kearney leads it in an answer right back once again from the Bulldogs. Dredge gets a left screen from Luke Allen. He's going to move left down low. Fakes the shot. Spin around jumper. Good from Jackson Dredge. Maryville trying to inch their way closer in this strong lead set up by the Bulldogs. Brad Dahl fires it back over to Brock Scott, just hot off the three. Dahl along the perimeter. Gets a screen up to Drew Wilson. Back over to Brock Scott once again for three. Good! You can't stop him, Brock Scott. 2 for 2 from three. And Kearney, 34-17. They're moving along here in Maryville. Dredge along the top of the perimeter. Luke Allen along the right side. He's going to step back along the baseline. Moves along. Spins up to Hagman. Hagman swings around. Ends it off to Dredge. Still moving along that perimeter. Good defense from Dahl. Good press. Gets a screen from Miles Poynter. Good double team there by Kearney. Stolen away by Trey Smith along the perimeter. And Trey Smith, good look from two. Good on the layup. And Trey Smith coast to coast once again. And the perimeter defense from Kearney has been not a good matchup for Maryville. Carson Hagman trying to get something started here to end out the second quarter and bring something for life at half. Dredge is going to put up a deep three. No good. It'll go out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Kearney Bulldogs. With only 36.7 here in the second quarter, Maryville trying to just get a good defensive stop and score to allow them to get some points freed up going into the second half. But Kearney with it. Strong lead here. 19 points to be exact. Good double team down low, and Wilson wide open on the double team at the top. Left Wilson wide open on the post. Good find by Trey Smith. And Kearney, 21-point lead now. Hagman at the top. Right screen from Poynter. Good double team there. Hagman dishes off to Luke Gown along the right wing. Bounce pass up to Dredge on the left side of the perimeter. Swings it over to Hagman. Hagman stops along the free throw line. He puts up a shot. No good off the iron. Rebounded by Brock Scott. Stolen away Luke Allen. Allen's going to chuck it up at halftime. No good. And the halftime buzzer sounds. Currently, Bulldogs lead at 38-17 going into halftime in Maryville. See the look of frustration to end it out here in the half. But Coach Stockline's going to have a lot of words for his team to try and get them back into it to start it out. But Kearney rolling along here in Maryville, the start that they exactly wanted. But leading scorer is Brad Dahl for Kearney. And over on the Maryville side, you know, you got to give it to Luke Allen right now. He's been, you know, shooting hot. Dredge as well down low. All the teams right now doing their job and finding their star players. And it's working right now for Kearney. Maryville is going to have a lot of work to do to get back into this one. But we'll be right back here on Halftime here on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this break.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back inside Bearcat Arena for this edition of Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the boys' side. Kearney currently leads the Maryville Spoofhounds 38-11 to start out the third quarter here. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. But once again, Maryville does trail here 38-11. Brad Dahl down low for the Kearney Bulldogs along with Brock Scott with two threes back-to-back to start out the second quarter and to end it out as well. So both teams playing with some fire on their chest right now. Maryville just trying to inch back closer into the win columns as they've been on a cold stretch so far, just trying to get back into the winning race as they end out the most important month in high school basketball, which is February. So, perfect opportunity to do so if you are the Maryville Spoofhounds. But right now, with the deficit that they are facing up against, it's going to be a challenge here in the second half. But once again, Maryville currently trails at 38-11 against the Bulldogs. We'll be right back here on the Bearcat Public Media app here for some more halftime content. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-5000. 4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena. First boys Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys for once again tuning in to tonight's game. 38-17. The Bulldogs lead it against the Maryville Spoofhounds. Brad Dahl and Brock Scott leading the way for the Bulldogs and along for the Spoofhounds. Luke Allen and Lucas Viertal are doing their part to try and keep the Spoofhounds in it here to start out the second half. Start of the third quarter, once again, 38-17. A lot of way for the Spoofhounds to try and climb back, but we have seen this team in the past, and Coach Matt Stockline work up some magic here inside Bearcat Arena and back at home at Maryville High School. We've seen the boys come out and do some fantastic things, and they're hoping to do just that to start out the second half. But for some keys to start it out, you're going to have to come in swinging fast, because that's exactly what the Bulldogs are going to do. They're not going to slow down. They know exactly how to play your tempo. They know exactly how to move the ball right now against Maryville, and they're not going to stop that one bit, and they're going to keep up the pressure. So if you're Maryville, you got to come out with something new. You got to come out with a new offense or a defensive strategy to kind of draw the Bulldogs off of this game. But once again, Maryville trails it 38-11 here inside Bearcat Arena. We're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, we'll have the start of the second half. Minute 48 to go. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back with second half coverage here after this.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena for the continued coverage here of boys Spoofhound basketball against Kearney Bulldogs here inside Bearcat Arena. A little bit of unfamiliar territory for both these teams, actually. Usually these Spoofhounds are used to playing at Maryville High School, but they get the special treat of playing on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University today. But Once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys for tuning in to Bearcat Public Media for today's game. We are just seconds away from the start of the second half. The Bulldogs currently lead at 38-17. Maryville trying to get a fast start here to start off the third quarter to get their best foot to end out the second half. But boys coming out with some pressure, and the boys coming out with a lot of stuff on their chest as they want to get the month of February started in the right direction. But it'll be Kearney basketball to start out the second half here. And it's going to be Brad Dahl with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Coach Matt Stackline on his feet trying to get the boys fired up. Drew Wilson along the top of the perimeter. Wilson goes down low to Dahl. Stolen away by Miles Pointer down low. And here come the Hounds starting it off in the second half. It's Hageman along the left side. Spins trying to find something freed up to Viertaler. Back up to Pointer along the top of the perimeter. Pointer ends it around to Hageman. Hageman dancing around at the top of the perimeter. Down low to Freeman, stolen away by Drew Wilson. Wilson up to Dahl. Dahl sprinting down the court, get a little bit of a run started. Dahl in between the legs up at the top. Guarded by Viertaler. Let's see what the Bulldogs can manage to cook up here. Just gets a screen from Way. Dahl finds Way cutting. Oh, down low and out of bounds. Missed the pass. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. No team to score here yet. In the second half, still 38-17. It's Hageman with it. Hageman at the top near the logo. Bounce passes up to Luke Allen along the top of the perimeter. Luke Allen moves left along the baseline. Shot up, swatted away by Wilson, stolen away, and Trey Smith. Fast break for the Bulldogs down low as Brock Scotty chucks up a shot, and the foul is called on the shot, and that'll send Brock Scott to the line for two. First team foul for Maryville. Actually, that is going to be a foul on the floor, not on the shot. That'll keep it along the baseline. Down low, Drew Wilson. Wilson spins, right-handed shot along Luke Allen. Good shot along the right post. And Drew Wilson scores it for the Bulldogs. Viertaler down screen from Pointer. Viertaler crosses over left. Crosses over right again, moving down low. Swings it. Good look down low, but rebounded by Freeman. Gets his own rebound once again. Foul called on the downward push on the rebound. And Colson Freeman, that'll be a foul on the shot. Colson Freeman will go to the line for two shots. That'll be the first team foul against Kearney. Freeman's first shot at the line, no good, just rolls out. Kearney still leads this game 40-17, 6:36 to play here in the third. Freeman missed the first. Gets the second, goes 1-for-2 at the line, making the score 40-18, Kearney. Brad Dahl moving the ball methodically along the court. Ends it around to Brock Scott. Playing a perimeter game, goes down low up to Trey Smith. Smith for three. No good off the front iron and rebounded by Luke Allen. And Viertaler trying to get a push started for the Spoofhounds. Dahl, a lot of contact along Viertaler, pushing it down the court up to Pointer. Ends it around to Hageman. Gets another screen from Pointer. Hageman stops, trying to look down low. Good defense from the Bulldogs. Allen's going to put up a three. He's going to pass it up to Viertaler for three off the front iron and rebounded by Trey Smith. Smith sprinting down the court, down low, spins, puts up a nice moving shot, won't go, and rebounded by Luke Allen. Viertaler pushing it down for the Spoofhounds, fires it over off the hands of Trey Smith, trying to intercept it. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds along the side. 5:47 to play here in the third. 40-18, Kearney leads it. Luke Allen inbounds it up to Hageman along the left wing. Fakes a three. Tough defense from Brad Dahl. Up to Luke Allen. Allen trying to feed it off to someone. Freeman down low. Off the hands, Viertaler picks it up all the way on the left wing. Allen's going to move down low. Stops. Puts up a nice jumper for two. Won't go. Ball tipped around. And a foul called on the rebound against Kearney. And that'll be the second team foul against them. It'll be Spoofhound basketball along the baseline. Hageman to inbound it for the Hounds. Hageman trying to look down low. He's going to have to get it off. Viertaler along the left wing moves along the baseline. Stops. Back up to Hageman. Blocking foul called against Brad Dahl. And that'll be back-to-back fouls against Kearney. That'll be Brad Dahl's third personal. Team's third. Checking in for the Bulldogs. At Aiden Sully. And Brad Dahl checks off after picking up his third. And bounce it up to Pointer inside the post area. Pointer It's going to be a three-second call against the Spoofhounds if they couldn't get it out. It'll go back to the Bulldogs. It'll be Brock Scott to inbound it up to Trey Smith. Smith. Full court press put on by Hageman. Trey Smith just runs around it. Smith in between the legs up to Drew Wilson. Wilson spins along the right post. Stops. Looks down low. It's Trey Smith. Smith back up to Wilson. Wilson along the right perimeter. Wilson moves along the baseline off the feet of Wilson. It'll go out back to the Spoofhounds. Once again, 40-18, 5:04 left here in the third quarter. A timeout called by Kearney off the turnover. We're going to take one with them. You're listening to Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena. Coming off the timeout, it'll be Maryville basketball off the turnover, but they do trail this game 40-18 here with 5:04 in the third quarter. So Maryville, long way to climb back if they want to get close, and it'll be Maryville basketball. Once again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Bearcat Public Media app for tonight's coverage of boys Spoofhound basketball. Hageman has started out. He's going to end it back off to Viertaler. Viertaler, the senior leader on this team. He's going to get a good screen from Luke Allen. Viertaler moves right. Viertaler, good look from mid-range. Good for Lucas Viertaler in a two-pointer for the Maryville Spoofhounds. Good look off the screen. Got some open space inside the mid-range and cashed it. Trey Smith on the left side. Good defense from Hageman. Gets a good screen from Way. Wins it around to Wilson. Back to Scott. Down low to Way. Way a mismatch against Pointer's ball. Swatted away by Viertaler and stolen away by the Spoofhounds. Hageman trying to get something started off the turnover once again. Hageman between the legs. Gets the screen from Allen. Won't use it. Another screen from Allen. Good defense from Trey Smith. Hageman's going to have to spin off of him. Up to Luke Allen. He's going to end it off to Viertaler. Double team at the top and stolen away from Brock Scott. He's going to get up to Drew Wilson. Wilson moves inside. Euro step down low. Good take from Drew Wilson, and he scores it for Kearney. 42-20. They lead it. Bulldogs winning this dogfight against the Spoofhounds so far. Luke Allen up at the top. Hageman's going to put up another deep three off the front of the iron. Ball tipped around on the rebound and rebounded by the Bulldogs. And Drew Wilson once again moving it down. Finds Sully for three off the left iron. Rebounded Pointer. But a good look from Sully there. 3:40 to play here in the third. Down screen from Pointer. Hageman stops. Going to find a cutting. Pointer finds Allen wide open along the left post. Won't get the shot to fall and rebounded once again by Andrew Way. Wilson up to Trey Smith up at the top near the logo. Press defense from Hageman. He's going to get a screen from Way. Smith crosses over left. Smith is trying to get to use the cut. Good pick and roll spin by Andrew Way. And the pick and roll worked to perfection from Trey Smith to Andrew Way. And the Bulldogs once again get a two-pointer down low. 44-20. It's Hageman moving it down. Luke Allen cuts down low. Finds Pointer. And a foul called against Andrew Way. And I'll be on. And that'll be a foul on the shot. So Luke Allen to go to the line for two shots. Fourth team foul against the Bulldogs. Luke Allen, first time at the line tonight. First shot, no good off the back iron. Checking in for the Spoofhounds, Jackson Dredge. Kyler Skidmore. And Lucas Ziegler. Luke Allen missed his first shot, trying to catch the second. And Luke Allen just rolls in, and he goes 1-for-2 at the line. And checking in for Luke Allen is Weston Talley. Bulldog basketball off the free throws of Luke Allen. Trey Smith with it. The senior guard standing 5'9 has had a heck of a day here. Fires it over to Carter Brock. Brock along the right side of the perimeter. Down low to Wilson. Wilson's going to go down low. Tries to save it out of the inbound was Ty Smith, but he couldn't get there in time. It'll be Spoofhound basketball off the missed pass. Jackson Dredge back into the game for the Hounds, like I mentioned, starting it off for the Spoofhounds. Dredge inbounds it to Viertaler. Tough defense from Sully. Fires it over to Skidmore up top. Skidmore back over right to Weston Talley. Talley moving along the perimeter. Talley goes back to the block. Skidmore back to Dredge. Dredge puts up a deep three. No good. No, wait. It almost rolled back in off the top, but it is no good. Rebounded by Sully, and the Bulldogs moving along on the fast break. Tipped off by Viertaler. Off the hands of Viertaler. It will stay with the Bulldogs. 2:14 to play here in the third quarter. 44-21. Kearney leads it. Trey Smith into inbound, up to Sully. Sully stops at the free throw range. Good shot from him, but won't fall. It'll be another rebound yet for the Spoofhounds. Jackson Dredge bringing it up, gets a screen from Ziegler. Dredge stops, ends it off to Viertaler. Viertaler inside, nice shot attempt from him. Gets the foul called, shot doesn't fall. But Lucas Viertaler is going to go to the line for two shots. Fifth team foul for Kearney. Viertaler's first shot, no good. Spoofhound struggling on the first free throw attempt here tonight. Definitely something they're going to have to look in practice here in the next coming days. Viertaler's second shot is good. 1-for-2 at the line once again, and checking in for Lucas Viertaler, number 12, Colt Tobin. Trey Smith with it for the Bulldogs. Under 2 minutes to play here, 44-22. Trey Smith gets a screen from Smith. He's going to go right off of it. Up to Ty Smith. Swings it back around to Brock Scott. Scott up to Salih. Salih, a lot of contact down low. Up to Scott. Once again, gets a screen down low from Smith. Scoop layup attempt and good for Brock Scott coming off the screen. And a good peel from him getting a wide open layup attempt. Colt Tobin dancing around. Gets it over to Skidmore along the left wing. Bounce pass up to Ziegler. Ziegler back over. Skidmore stops along the free throw line. Tobin ends it around along the perimeter to Ziegler. Ziegler shakes, goes left. Back over to Talley. Talley's going to put up a deep three. No good off the back iron and rebounded by Ty Smith. Up to Salih. Salih back over to Trey Smith on the fast break. Trey Smith for three off the front iron, but he gets his own rebound. Salih in the left wing for three. Good from Salih. And the Bulldogs once again another deep three. 49-22. It's Skidmore. Good full court press defense from Trey Smith. Gets it off to Dredge. Ziegler winds it around over to Tobin on the left wing. Tobin moves right. Stops. Tries to find Ziegler down low. And wide open is Brock Scott on the peel. They call that the cherry pick in street ball. And it works perfectly for Brock Scott for two for the Bulldogs. And it's 51-22. Dredge. Behind the back, tries to step back, but good defense from Scott. Tobin along the left side, swings it around to Talley. Talley working along the perimeter to Dredge. Dredge off the screen. He's going to put up a three of his own. Off the back iron, high arcing shot. Rebounded by Ty Smith. Salih up to Trey Smith with 10 seconds here to end out the third. Trey Smith slowing it down, trying to get a smart shot. Gets a screen. Goes down low. Good left-handed approach, and he gets it, and that'll end out the third quarter. And Kearney with a strong 53-22 point lead against Maryville. And to start out the fourth, it'll be 53-22. We'll have more coverage here to end out the fourth quarter here on the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena along the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. The Maryville Spoofhounds trail this one 53-22 against the Kearney Bulldogs. It'll be Spoofhound basketball to start the fourth quarter. A long deficit to climb back for if you are the Spoofhounds here. 8 minutes to play. Going to be a tough challenge, but it's Viertaler. He's going to end it up to Luke Allen. Allen, ball swatted by Trey Smith, gets hands back on it. Hageman. Hageman's going to put up another deep three, and it's good from Carson Hageman. And he gets yet another three-pointer for the Spoofhounds, 53-25. And trying to get some life started back in for the Spoofhounds. Ended up to Trey Smith for the Bulldogs. Smith ends it around down low. Up to Andrew Way along the free throw side. Trey Smith ball tipped around by Hageman. It'll be a foul called against the Spoofhounds off the tipped ball, and it'll stay with Kearney. First team foul for Maryville. Brock Scott to inbound it for the Bulldogs. He gets a nice double screen up to Trey Smith along that right side of the perimeter. He's going to step back, puts up a deep three off the back iron, rebounded by Andrew Way. Fires it up, and it's stolen away by Colson Freeman. Freeman down low, stops, gets a nice look for two, won't get it to go off the hands of Kearney. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds along the baseline. Colson Freeman had a good look for two, but good defense down low from Brad Dahl to get that little bit of a contest down low. Colson Freeman to inbound it. He's trying to look down low. No one open. He's going to have to just fire something before the 5 seconds goes off, and it'll go up to Hageman. Hageman moving left. Stops. Ball swatted by Dahl. Up to Viertaler. Viertaler fakes the three. Moves along the baseline. Stops. Finds Hageman up top. Fakes the three once again. Good defense from Kearney. No good on the two-pointer from Hageman, and great defensive stand from Kearney as Trey Smith goes all the way coast to coast and rebounded by Pointer. Up to Viertaler. Moving it along for the Spoofhounds off the messy offensive possession, trying to clean some stuff up. It's going to get it off the kick. Kickball violation called against Kearney. It'll stay with Maryville. Checking back in for the Bulldogs, Aiden Sully. Colson Freeman inbound it for the Spoofhounds. Freeman up to Hageman. Hageman along that right wing. Hageman ends it off to Luke Allen. Back up to Hageman. Hageman looks like he was going to shoot the deep three. Won't do it. Up to Viertaler. Viertaler stops. He looks like he was wanting to shoot that three. Viertaler off the screen. Moving alongside. Spins down low in the post. Up to Hageman. Left side of the wing. Top of the perimeter. Down low to Talley in the mid-range area. Viertaler crosses over left. Puts the shoulder into Wilson. Foul called on the shot. Almost fell for Viertaler, but he'll go to the line for two shots. First team foul by Kearney. And Lucas Viertaler once again at the line for two shots. But Maryville been struggling on the day with the first free throws. Hopefully Viertaler trying to break that curse. And they call it the broadcaster's jinx for a reason. Viertaler does not hit the first. Been struggling on that all day long. He'll be at the line for two. 6:18 to play here in the fourth. 53-25 here in this game. Viertaler hits the second, but Kearney does lead it, 53-25. 53-26 after the free throw. Lucas Viertaler checks off. Jackson Dredge back into the game for the Spoofhounds. Going to be putting on a full court press here on the two guard spots. Brad Dahl, good defense from Hageman. Dahl's going to run past him, tries to get the foul drawn against Hageman, won't get it. Up to Brock Scott, back over. He's going to find down low to Way. Way working in on Pointer. Ball swatted down. Good defense from Jackson Dredge. But it's tipped around and stolen away by Kearney. But it'll go off the hands of Brock Scott trying to reel it in. It'll stay with Maryville. A little bit of a messy possession there. But it'll end up a Maryville basketball. Lucas Viertaler coming in for Colson Freeman. Carson Hageman to inbound it. For the Spoofhounds, 5:54 to play here in the fourth. 53-26, Kearney leads it. Allen gets it up to Dredge along the right perimeter. Over to Hageman, gets a screen from Pointer. Hageman Good defense up top. Luke Allen moves alongside the post. Jump stops. It's up a right-handed shot. Attempt won't go. Rebounded Brock Scott. Kearney Bulldogs trying to move it along here to end out the fourth quarter. Brad Dahl moves over left to Sully. Back up to Brock Scott, moving along the perimeter. Dahl looked like he was going to shoot the three. To Wilson. Wilson ends it up to Sully. Crosses over left. Good right-handed take and a scoop layup from Sully. And the offensive power continuing for the Bulldogs. They lead it 55-26. Hageman up to Dredge. Dredge steps back. Crosses over right. He's going to shimmy along down to the right post. Allen moving along the baseline. Trapped. Tries to find Viertaler cutting. Good pass from Allen and a good finish from Viertaler. Spookhounds get 2 points along the baseline. Sully down to Way. Way fouled up on the shot. He'll go to the line for two. And they went down the court fast, and they're going to find themselves at the line for two shots. But Salih kind of controlling this offense right now is Brad Dahl trying to play a little bit conservative with more the fouls he's got, but doing a good job with that. Andrew Way at the line for two shots. His first shot is good. Checking in for the Spoofhounds, Colby Scad and Jackson Wilms. And Kyler Skidmore. Andrew Way hit his first, trying to look for the same on the second. Just no good, but rebounded by Drew Wilson. Wilson down low, can't get the shot to fall, and here come the Spoofhounds on the rebound. Dredge over to Jackson Wilms. Wilms up to Scadden on the left wing. Spins along the baseline. Wilms up to Allen. Working along the perimeter. Skidmore. Foul called on Luke Allen with an illegal screen. It'll go back to the Bulldogs. Checking in for the Bulldogs. Number two, Sal DiBenedetto. Junior guard. Sitting 5'9", and Ty Smith. DiBenedetto with it. We're going to pass half court. Fires it over to Salih. Salih looking like he was wanting to shoot the three. Won't do it. Over to the DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto working along the perimeter. He's going to find Brock Scott open for three off the front iron. Rebounded by Trey Smith. Won't get it. Fighting for the ball is Braden Maloney. It'll go off the hands of Maloney going back to the Spoofhounds. Scadden gets it into Dredge. 4:19 to play here in the fourth. Dredge crosses over left, moving down the court, spins along the mid-range area. He was stuck there, gets it over. Back over to Dredge. Dredge going to put up a deep three, no good. Rebounded by Maloney. Gets it off to DiBenedetto for the Bulldogs. DiBenedetto working on Skidmore. DiBenedetto goes left over to Salih for a deep three. No good. Misses everything. And rebounded by Dredge. Dredge fires it up to Skidmore off the hands of Kyler. Skidmore tries to save it, but stolen away by Salih. Salih working it down for Kearney. He's going to end it off to Brock Scott. Scott fakes the three. Back over to Maloney. Maloney fakes the three. Moves inside the post. Tough right-handed attempt. Gets his own rebound. Doesn't go off the hands of the Maryville Spoofhounds. Off the hands of Ty Smith, it'll go back to the Maryville Spoofhounds. Maryville basketball with 3:36 to play here in the fourth. Kearney leads at 56-28. Kyler Skidmore with it for the Hounds. Checking in for the Spoofhounds as well, Tyson Atwell. Skidmore stops up to Scadden. Scadden goes right, back over to Wilms. Wilms spins, steps back. Wilms trying to get something freed up. Atwell down low. Atwell puts up a shot, won't get anything to fall. And it'll be rebounded by the Bulldogs. It's DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto goes up to Brock Scott. Scott along the post. Scott fires it up court. Moving along the perimeter. Back down low and fouled by Tyson. That well was Brock Scott. He'll go to the line for two shots. Third team foul for Maryville. Brock Scott finding himself at the line for the first time here in this game. Brock Scott's first good. 57-28. Kearney leads it. Brock Scott second. He goes 2-for-2 at the line, and Kearney shooting the lights out here on the free throws and along the court. Reason why they lead it by 30 points, 58-28, 3 minutes exactly to play here. Skidmore gets a screen from Atwell. Skidmore, tough shot, and a foul called on the shot. And Kyler Skidmore will go to the line for two shots. Second team foul on Carney. Sal DiMedetto, that's his first. Kyler Skidmore hits the first free throw. Checking in for the Bulldogs, Carter Brock. Skidmore, second is good. 58-30, under 3 minutes to play here in the fourth. Up to Ty Smith. He's going to put up a two-point attempt. Won't go. Jackson Wilms with the rebound. Wilms up to Skadden. Skadden up to Jackson Wilms. Wilms spins along the free throw line. Gets up to Tyler Parsons. Skidmore ends it around the perimeter over to Skadden. Down low to Atwell. Atwell up to Skadden. Skadden moving three-point shot. No good off the back iron and rebounded by Carter Brock. Brock working it. Up to Kevon Mortensen. Back over to Brock Scott. Back over to DiBendetto at the top. Over to Mortensen. Gets a screen from DiBendetto. Mortensen steps back for three. Good from Kevon Mortensen. 61-30. Bulldogs lead it. Kyler Skidmore bringing it up to court. Gets a screen from Wilms. Finds Wilms on the cut. Wilms for two. Good from Jackson Wilms. Answers right back in the spoof bounds. Get a nice two-point. They're trying to climb back on the lead. Fires it up to Brock Scott. Down low is Ty Smith. Ty Smith working along the baseline. Good pass finding Brock Scott down low for 2 points. Minute 30 to play here in the fourth. 63-32. Skidmore moves left. He's going to have a wide open layup attempt down low to Atwell. Stolen away by Ty Smith. Over to Carter Brock. Brock stops. Stolen away by Skidmore. Over to Sal DiBendetto. DiBendetto. Moves it up top to reset. Up to Ty Smith, down low to Carter Brock. Good offense working there by the ball movement, but no good. Finds Tyler Parsons wide open for a layup attempt. And one, and you can count the basket for Tyler Parsons. He'll go to the line for one shot. 63-34, and Tyler Parsons doing a good job drawing the foul on the pump fake and finishing it at the basket. Tyler Parsons completes the three-point play. 63-35, exactly under a minute to play here inside Bearcat Arena. DiBendetto up to Carter Brock along the left wing. Brock gets a screen from Ty Smith. Brock moving along the perimeter. Brock up to DiBendetto. DiBendetto moves it inside. DiBendetto, nice scoop layup attempt and good from Sal DiBendetto. Kyler Skidmore. Skidmore. Goes down low to Atwell. Tyson Atwell moving on Ty Smith. Puts the shoulder in. Double teamed right away. Skidmore for three along the left wing. Off the left iron. No good. Ball tipped away by DiBendetto. And it'll be held on to by Kevon Mortensen. And with it underneath the shot clock, they're looking like they're just going to take this one to the buzzer. But here inside Bearcat Arena, Kearney's going to walk away with the 65-35 victory here in Maryville, Missouri. But good game by the Bulldogs coming into enemy territory and coming away with the win. Kearney wins it 65-35 here in Maryville at Bearcat Arena on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. You've been listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll have more here on the post game, so don't go anywhere, folks. Once again, Kearney wins it 65-35 here inside Bearcat Arena here on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back with some more postgame here on the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCVKRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville, Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
And welcome back inside Bearcat Arena here on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. You've been listening to Spoofhound Boys basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app. Kearney walks into Maryville, gets the win here inside Maryville. But that'll be it here inside Northwest Missouri State University. I've been Jackson Phelps. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to tonight's basketball coverage. We'll be back with more coverage throughout this week for more girls and boys Spoofhound coverage. But once again, Kearney wins this one tonight. Boys trying to get back into the win column later this week at Maryville High School. But for a special edition inside Bearcat Arena, I've been Jackson Phelps. You've been listening to the Bearcat Public Media app and Boys Spoofhound coverage. You guys have yourself a good night.